Everybody's got the same opinion. Everybody believes exactly the same thing. What I just said makes me laugh. But isn't it funny that people come to us on a daily basis and they say, you should, everyone believes, everybody knows, everybody thinks. And when you're an exercise professional like I am, you often get this. Everybody knows that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Everybody believes you should do 3 sets of 10. Everybody understands that you should do 10,000 steps. Everybody! First of all, who is everybody? Who are they? Specifically, what are their names? What's their background? Why have they come up with that idea or that opinion? And even if you think it's fact, is it really? And should we dig deeper than they say? And I have to laugh because otherwise I'd cry. Because as an exercise professional, all of my life I have been bombarded with that exact statement. Everybody believes, everybody knows, you should believe because everybody else does. Well, one of the things that I'm really proud of, and I would love for our future leaders to take this on board. Is it possible that we need to think for ourselves? Is it possible that we shouldn't just take on what everybody else believes? We shouldn't just follow the crowd, and that great expression, 50 million people doing a dumb thing doesn't mean it's not a dumb thing. Wouldn't it be a really good idea if we thought for ourselves? So as something comes out of your mouth and you say, everybody believes, thinks, does, would it be a good idea to consider that out of this 7 billion plus B with a billion with a B people on the planet, that not everybody believes that? And there are some classics where there are very strong arguments about how often you should eat, how often you should exercise, should you be a carnivore, should you be a vegan vegetarian, how many exercises should you do, how often should you do them. And here's my very personal question. If you are an exercise professional, if you're a medical professional, if you're giving advice ever about how to eat or exercise, could it be a really good idea, rather than to believe other people's opinions, to regurgitate what other people say, what they say, could it be a really good idea to learn your own anatomy and physiology? How does your own body work? Now, anatomy and physiology is the same in everybody. Now, there's tall people and short people and bigger people and smaller people and old people and young people. But everybody's only got one heart. Everybody's got one set of lungs. Everybody's got two arms and two legs, if we're really privileged to still have them. We haven't grown another set of muscles that haven't been heard of. So if you understand your anatomy and physiology, and really importantly, the big systems of the body, so the endocrine system especially, the central nervous system, the muscular and skeletal system, cardiovascular respiratory system, the digestive system and the immune system, if you understand how all of those work together to keep you healthy, fit, strong, alive and thriving, could it then mean that you have a better understanding of when somebody throws information at you, even if you agree or disagree? It gives you better questions to ask. And that's something I do every day and I'm in my begging position. Even if I believe something to be true, even if I've experienced it to be true, when I get other information, rather than, oh, that can't be true because I don't believe that, that's not my opinion, so I'm going to argue my opinion. How can I learn anything if I'm not open to learning? How can I learn anything if my opinion is the only opinion? And when it comes to opinion, there are millions of them, in fact billions, and everybody has the right to have them. But when it comes to changing the way people eat, exercise, and both of those to me are irrelevant. I don't care how people eat or how people exercise. I just want people to get the result from that eating and exercise that they want, which is what I always ask. Are you healthy, fit, and strong? Do you have a stack of energy? Do you perform at your best? Do you love what you see in the mirror and love the way your body feels to touch? And are you getting the results that you want? And if the answer is yes, I always say congratulations. Whatever you're doing is working for you. I don't care what the experts say. I don't care what the research says. I don't care what they say. If you've got that going for you, because very few people do, and I'll just ask those questions again. How many people do you know personally that have a stack of energy all day, every day, that perform at their best all day, every day, love what they see in the mirror every single day, love the way their body feels to touch every time they touch it, and they're getting the exact results that they want from their eating and exercise plan? Now, if you're like me, meet very few people like that, if any, then how about then we look at what we're going to change? And this is a really important question. if we're going to change something, should it be based on how the human body works, anatomy, physiology, endocrine system, central nervous system, skeletal, muscular, immune system, digestive system, respiratory, cardiovascular system, or should it be based on what everybody else says? They say, everybody knows, we believe. Who are we? Who are they? Who is everybody? And if you really think that everybody believes the same thing, just post something on social media about eating and exercise and you'll find pretty quickly that not everybody believes the same thing. And even if you post some of the things that everybody believes, you should do 3 sets of 10, you should eat X number of calories, you should eat breakfast because it's the most important meal of the day, you will have many thousands, if not millions, of people that disagree with you. So what's the point of all of this? Is it possible that, number one, your body is different to, or that what you like and what you dislike and the way you live your life is different to everybody else? Your anatomy and physiology is how the human body is. But if you learn about your own anatomy and physiology, and this is something I share with my students on a daily basis, rather than learning your anatomy and physiology because you want to know how the human body works, apply it to you. When you're exercising, what energy system are you using? What muscles and bones are you using? Where's the origin and insertion of those muscles on those bones? What's happening to the endocrine system? What's happening to the central nervous system? How do muscles get stronger? How do bones get stronger? Not a muscle, your muscle. What's happening inside my body right now as I'm exercising, as I'm sleeping, as I'm eating? When I eat food, how does the digestive system separate that food and turn it into energy to move versus poo that comes out my bum? And there's lots of different things going on inside me. Should I know what all of that is before I start giving opinions of other people? And they're really, and I'll say scary, I don't like to use that word, but for me it is scary because it's about health and it's about longevity and it's about quality of life. If you are relying on somebody else to give you advice about your human body, should they know a little bit more about you than that you're a person? What do you like? What don't you like? What's your lifestyle? What's worked for you in the past? What hasn't? There's so many things that make us individuals, even though anatomy and physiology is the same. So rather than believe what everybody says to be true and everybody knows and we believe and they say, how about work it out for yourself? Could it be important for you, but more importantly, I think for our future leaders, for our kids, that we're bringing them up with a lot of telling, yeah? You should, this is, you must, rather than what if? Let's work it out. Think for yourself. Let's analyze this. Let's research it. Let's have it look at both sides. And as I always share, doesn't matter how thin you slice it, there's always two sides. So let's listen to both sides. Could it be better to be open to learning than closed off of, I know that already? It's one of the ugliest things on the planet, I think, arrogance, which is I know everything already, really. I've been an exercise professional for over 40 years. And all I know after studying, researching, analysing, critically thinking every single day and being totally open to learning every day and learning every day, what I have learned after 40 plus years is I know very little and I just want to keep learning because the more I learn, the more I know I need to learn more. So I wish for you to be healthy, to be fit, to be strong, to have a career and business that you love, to be financially free and to have great people in your life. That's what Romax is about every day. But how can we do any of that if we believe what they say? Super duper doo, how are you? Know how your own body works and live your life to the max. Woohoo!